So join me now to do the prayer of thanksgiving, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Great and loving God, we thank you. Thank you for so many things, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity and the pleasure and the joy and the responsibility that we have to talk to you. We thank you for you sending Jesus. And when he was here on this earth, he ministered to us individually. We even could set up a private meeting with him. But he has now completed his mission here on earth, and he went home to be with you. But he told the disciples, when I go, I must go, but I'll send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit. That way he had said, when he promised he would never leave us nor forsake us, that is so true, because he sent the Spirit to us to connect with our spirit. And we have that pleasure and joy to be able to hold one another accountable, to pray for one another, lift up one another, and thank God for that. So we just want to lift up all the people that we know about, Lord, the ones that are listed in the bulletin, the ones that we know in our hearts. We know there's always a lot of prayers that are not lifted aloud in worship, but we also know they're in the hearts and the minds of the people. With the gift and the grace of the Holy Spirit, we bring those to you this morning to the throne of grace in Jesus' name. And thank you for teaching the disciples how to pray, that we can use that prayer that he taught as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer that Jesus taught together by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom,